Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And so excited just to have another moment with you and the opportunity to pray. It's a huge blessing on February 28th, the very last day of the month. This is such a short month. But oftentimes, because of our family, we have Valentine's, my birthday, my husband's birthday, my son's birthday. So it's a big holiday month for us. And kind of like December, where we have our daughter's birthday, Christmas, and our anniversary. So February is a big month, and by the end of the month, I'm kind of stressed about money. So anyway, I don't know how you're feeling on this beautiful day, but I am going to pray for you, and things are going to get, things might seem bad or feel like they're getting worse, but Jesus is always on the throne. He always loves you, and he always beckons you back to himself. Today, we are finishing off the demoniac story in Mark chapter 5, verses 14 through 20. And the New Living Translation, it says this: "The herdsmen fled to the nearby town and the surrounding countryside, spreading the news as they ran. People rushed out to see what had happened. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus, and they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons. He was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. Then those who had seen what happened told the others about the demon-possessed man and the pigs, and the crowd began pleading with Jesus to go away and to leave them alone. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him, but Jesus said, 'No, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been.' So the man started off to visit the 10 towns of that region and began to proclaim the great things Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed at what he told them." Mind if I pray for you? What a story. I'm just going to place myself in the middle of it and think about what that must have been like to see a man who was so crazy, naked, chained, wild, strong, and suddenly he is sitting in his right mind and he has got clothes on, which is really great too. And Lord, I think about that story, how this echoes Genesis, how Adam and Eve made that terrible decision to listen to evil, to listen to the serpent, and to eat of what they should not have eaten. And suddenly they realized they were naked, and the first thing that you did, they try to take care of their nakedness by sewing fig leaves, but you slaughtered animals and created animal skin clothing for them to cover them. And the covering involved blood. It involved the shedding of blood. And this man, this is a hint of the gospel right here, that this man is not in his right mind, but then he's naked and he's ashamed and he can't control himself. And suddenly he is clothed. He is in his right mind. He is worshiping Jesus. He's become an evangelist. Everything has changed. And that story of Adam and Eve did not get its fulfillment until this very moment when Jesus stepped into the history and would die on a cross for all of us, shedding his blood, breaking his body so that we could be in our right minds. So thank you for the echoes and the parallels of the gospel here in this story. And Lord, I also recognize that sometimes following you means an economic disadvantage. These people did, I'm surprised, honestly, as I read the story, that they weren't like, "Please stay here. We have more people that are broken and needy. We could use some more healing." But they were like, "No, this guy caused our pigs, who are our livelihood," which is not a very Jewish thing. In fact, the Jews felt pigs as livestock were unclean. And so this was a really strange thing. So this town was, their livelihood was threatened, and so they became afraid, and they were more interested in their economics than they were in the Savior who stood before them. So I pray for that for us today, especially at the end of this month, that we would not be more concerned with our economics than we would be to be concerned with worshiping and praising you, Jesus, for all that you have done. You proved in this story that you are more powerful than demons. You are more powerful than Satan. You are more powerful than evil. Good will conquer evil, and I'm so thankful for that. And I love the the crazy ending of your story, Jesus, that everything looked dark, everything looked hopeless. You were dead, buried in a tomb. And just as the light dawned on Sunday morning, you dawned alive. And it was the greatest plot twist in the history of mankind, and I am so grateful for that. Lord, help us to be like this this man who now has clothes. He wanted to do something. He wanted to go with you, Jesus, but you said, no, go out. And he became an evangelist to these 10 towns. What a beautiful story of restoration, and that is also our story. So, Lord, send us out into the 10 towns of our own area this week. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for being so strong and so good and so amazing. We love you. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I hope you have a great last day of February. And you know what? You're loved. And whether you feel it or not is not the case. It's not important. The truth is, and where you can place your feet on as if it is a rock, the truth is God loves you. Rest in that today.